summarize it. All right, we're talking about secondary schools, right? And we are asking which you prefer, mixed or same sex. Good evening, Ada. I went to a mixed school from my junior age. You can't believe that in that tender age, a male and female students that stayed in the same house have been seeing each other from the same house, but didn't have the opportunity to do they do. But when they came to school, they entered the school toilet and they did, they had sex. Charity begins at home. All right, let me squeeze in one last call and that will be it. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olasukwu.
Your name is?
Olasukwu.
Okay, welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, I'm talking about being separated. It's a long story, because even me, when I was in school then...
Can you speak up?
Can you hear me?
Much better, yeah.
So even me, when I was in school then, I then really, with your boys and girls in our school, I do all sorts of things, like even my mother, my parents don't know. And then my mother was like, help us. Because if I try not to use, what's the pattern? I would just say the thing is from individual. Because my mother told us one story when she was in school. She had one particular teacher, that man. He normally takes students to his house and have a share with them.
For real?
Until when I was in school, I met that man. And one day my mother came to the school and he saw his teacher still teaching. Do you know what he said to the man?
No, tell me.
Have you stopped those your bad character that you're doing this? The man just laughed. And I said, okay, this thing will be happening. That means this story that you're talking about today is just from individual, because the mother is very strict, like, and we are paying in numbers. And none of us lack on training. She said, none of us, no one. You can't, if you hear that my mother is coming last night, you can turn to crayfish if you turn that bitch. Because if you hear, you never do your house chores.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right,
thank you so much for calling. It's 2 minutes gone past 12, and this is as far as we can go here. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for your awesome contributions. And I would say I have my reservations for same-sex school. Honestly, I'll go with some of the things that some of you said. Charity begins at home. I think what they should do at this point, invite parents. There's something called PTA, Parents Teachers Association. Yeah, invite them over, talk to them. They should go back home and look after their kids. You say home, yeah? That's the first school. But sadly, some parents don't know this. They just feel, oh, well, my child is one. Let me look for one school and go dump my baby so they take care of my baby while I return back to work. No. Your child's first school is a home. So go back home and then look at the things your kids consume. You might not be able to like know all of it, like 100. But honestly, if you pay attention, you definitely know some. When they come back from school, check their bags. Kids will always be kids. When they start changing, if you are an observant parent, trust me, if you're an observant, you definitely notice the things. When they start changing, how to dress, how to talk. Make them your friends. Talk to them. Be with them through every step. You can't be too busy. I tell you, if you don't, they go to school and then they explore these things. And it might not just be them. They lure other kids into it. And now we now have the society we call bad society, forgetting that we consist of this society. Honestly, I would go for a mixed school, maybe because I attended one, but hey, mixed school improves communication. It provides the opportunity and the confidence for children of both genders to communicate and interact easily with each other. They now know how to interact with the opposite sex. And it promotes gender equality. So when I attended two secondary schools. First, I think from JS1 to JSS3 or SS1. Yes, I left that one. The second one was from SS1 to SS3. When I got to the new school, the first thing I asked was, who's the smartest kid here? And then my new friend showed me a guy called Samuel. We're still friends, still dates, we still talk over the phone, we chat on WhatsApp and stuff. And they showed me Samuel. And I walked up to him, I was like, I'll beat you. And he was like, who is this little young kid? So we became friends. Now imagine that was not a mixed school. The confidence I had then to like talk to the opposite sex, because I've been having them in my life. So trust me, it promotes that gender equality. It makes the girls see themselves as guys. Okay, we're just classmates. We're just here to study. I have to beat this guy. If he's always coming first in class, I have to be there. It gives your child that confidence. I think, I'm telling you this based on experience, and it creates equal opportunities, right? I don't think any teacher will come to school and say, okay, this assignment, boys, even if you don't get it, for being a boy, I am giving you extra 5 marks. Or for being a girl, I am giving you extra 10 marks. Or this homework or these tasks that I'm giving to the class. Girls, it's too difficult. Do this other one. Boys, do this one. No. They assign the same role, assign everything equally to both genders. So from a very young age, these people are already prepared for the world. I am doing this. A man is doing it. If a man can do it, I can do it. So it creates that equal opportunity, and then it gives them room to socialize. And kids learn to respect each other. Someone actually said that, but I was just trying to make him talk more. They learn to talk to the other gender. They learn to respect themselves. Ladies know that, okay, yeah, we're classmates, but I cannot talk to this guy a certain way, because if he comes to fight, he's definitely going to beat me. So they start respecting themselves, because okay, I don't want to insult this boy. He's bigger than me. He's a boy. He's going to beat me in blue and black. They now start nurturing themselves, know the right words to say. But ladies will be like, ah, now girl, now come, we'll go fight. Do you get? And it helps prepare students for real life problems. So I think that the commissioner, in all due respect, should actually go back to the drawing board and then look for ways, other ways to curb this. Jeff made a very vital point. You can't fight technology the local way. Fight it with technology. You feel social media is the problem. Use the same device to teach them. If they are so into social media, get graphic designers. Bring laptops. Bring it. Create something. Teach them the things that they enjoy watching. Use that to teach them. Talk them out of what you think they are doing. And if you can't control what kind of phone they bring into classrooms at social time, tell their parents, your kids cannot have this kind of phone at this class. And during school hours, their phones are going to be off or be seized. And if you can install CCTV, do that in your different classrooms. Then station someone to monitor them. You can control this, my dear. But separating them, it's almost impossible. So I just think that these people should just come up with better ways to curb this. Honestly. But if I had to pick one, I'd definitely go for mixed schools. Thank you so much. Ada Blessing is my name. And I am your radio girlfriend. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock. With 10 minutes gone past 12, I welcome you to Matters of the Heart. This is a Soul Therapy segment where we discuss heart issues. And tonight, I want us to talk about something that's been trending since yesterday. This was supposed to be our yesterday's conversation, but for some reason, some of you just took me to, let me say it in pidgin, when I carry me go where I don't know. By teaching me how to cook, of course, I am grateful that you did that. Don't worry, when I try my egusi soup and banga soup, I'll definitely give you the feedback. But for now, let's talk about Sylvia Nurse. Ah, someone's already thinking, is Ada getting married? What's Ada doing? Well, oh, ye party lovers. This year, have I attended parties? Not sure. Aside event, like music shows, concert and all. What's it called? Oh, I'm bare. I don't think so. Burial ceremonies? No, I haven't. But there are people that, whether you invite them, whether you don't invite them, they're always there. They don't know who is getting married. Just give them the venue. They are there. They don't have the color of the day. It's none of their business. All they know is they are putting on Angara. Free access. They are there. And some, they just go there for the jollof rice and the gift. What they will get from that place. Ask them, my dear, who got married? I don't know. That's just them. You can't change them. So tonight we'll be talking about best and worst party souvenirs. Yeah. And I want you to tell me the best souvenir you've received at a party. Which one classifies as the worst and why? I see online, I think there was a wedding. What was his name? This Honorable Osanibi. He gave cars. I was like, ooh, okay. And some, they give out phones. Some, they give mugs. Some, they give, you know, umbrellas, t-shirts. You know, things like that. You come back from a wedding, you're like, oh, more, I go party today. Or you come back from, you know, a burial ceremony, you're like, ah, no, the family hold. This one, a real celebration of life. Why? You're saying that because of what you got, Abby. Something reasonable, something that after that day you get to keep it at home, you get to use it, and then when you think of that event, you're like, okay, it was worth it, right? But there are some that you would attend, and it's not just about attending. Maybe you bought Ashwebi, you paid your way down there, everything, and you're expecting something not, you know, something, it might not equate to the amount of money you've spent, but at least something reasonable. Only for you to get there, they might not give you some, just that t-shirt worth sometimes 250 naira, sometimes 500, with adieu papa or adieu mama written all over it. Like, what do I do with this after all the amounts of money I've spent? And some, they just give you something that when you walk out of that place, you just discard it because you can't even use it. Like, why I even attend this party? Said it happens, right? You really can't control some of these things. So I want to have this conversation, right? And if you are planning, let's say, a wedding or a burial ceremony, what items would you give out as souvenirs? And if you're planning on attending, what items would you like to see as souvenirs? Think about this, because when we get back, we'll be having this conversation. As a Nollywood actress, and Katie Blessing Sunday shared something. Do I call it amazing or laughable? Or I don't know. I don't have a stand yet. She shared something at her late mom's remembrance. So actress Nkechi Blessing, she got some people angry though. Let me not even try standing on the... I don't have a side, like I said. But actress Nkechi Blessing has upset many of her fans. People are still talking about this. And I know that she might upset some people tonight. And some might just be like, what's the big deal? Her life, her choice. I mean, I wish I was there to get one. Well, she has upset many of her fans and followers. According to them, she disrespected her late mom by distributing dildos as souvenirs to guests at her just concluded 1-year remembrance ceremony of her late mom. And then she came online to respond to those people attacking her. According to her, I am not trying to say men are scum. This was actually what she said there. I'll look for the video and play it for you. I am not trying to say men are scum because I have a man, but you sometimes need to help yourself. For when you don't have a man, this is my souvenir for the single ladies here to help yourself. Nkechi Blessing announced at the remembrance ceremony just before distributing the dildos. I think I should play you the video. Then when we get back, we have this conversation. So listen to this. So yeah, and some ladies took it and they were excited. They were even thanking her for the gift, you know, saying that they've been single and of course they appreciated her for remembering them, you know, for not having men, you know, to use it when they feel like having sex, when they feel like it. So some social media users are like, Nkechi, come on, not there, not on that day. That was very disrespectful of your mom. Why distribute dildos? And some were like, why are Nigerians so hypocritical? At the end of the day, you're still going to use it. So where you got it from, it's not a problem. She gave something. She shall give something, Abby. So yes, we'll be having this conversation when we get back. And I want to get your take on this. Do you think that what she did was disrespectful or was so thoughtful of her? I mean, she said she was just considering single ladies and she thought about them and decided to give them that to help themselves. So would you say that that was a very thoughtful gift or that she was just being disrespectful or chasing clout? And again, if you were there, would you have taken such gift as a burial souvenir? 0700 993 993 993 is the number to dial to be a part of the show, and the WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. Feel free to drop your messages. When we get back, we'll be taking all of them. Right, it's 18 minutes gone past 12 and I remain your radio girlfriend Adele Blessing. Coming up next is a song by Larry Gagger, Am I an Affair. Hold on. It's a song by Fireboy DML of one of his projects, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. Welcome back. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. How are you? Feels good to be back on the radio talking to you. What about now? We're discussing souvenirs. We're talking gift. Yes. All ye party attenders. Not like I wouldn't want to attend any right now. If I get the invite, yeah. Trust me. I'd want to. And I would love to. If for nothing else, for the party to love. It's just really different from the ones that you get from, you know, restaurant and eateries. And it's just really different. I don't know how they do that. But for real, maybe it's just my mind, I think. But yeah, we're not discussing food again tonight. No, let's discuss gift. So actress Nkechi Blessing has upset many of her fans and followers, according to them, for disrespecting her late mom by distributing dildos as souvenirs to guests at her just completed 1 year remembrance ceremony of her late mom. On that day, she said, "I'm not trying to say men are scum, because I have a man, but you sometimes need to help yourself when you don't have a man. This is my souvenir for the single ladies here to help yourself." According to her, Nkechi Blessing announced at the remembrance ceremony just before distributing the dildos, and that act has since sparked an uproar on social media, with many condemning and criticizing the actress for choosing to disrespect her late mom. Some women have to say, shame on you, Nkechi, for trying to catch clout at your mom's 1 year remembrance with this show of shame. Such disrespect. And some people have just been saying, come on, there is nothing bad distributing dildos her choice. And people took it just to tell you that they actually appreciated the gift, hence they collected it from her. And to tell you that some ladies were actually in need of things like that, but maybe they weren't that buoyant to acquire these things for themselves, right? Well, earlier today, okay, it's a new day. Yesterday, she came back and she was ranting, but I'll update you with that later. But now let's talk about gifts, yeah? Tell me the best souvenir you've received at a party, and the one you classify as the worst. If you've ever been to a party before and you've been given gift, tell me the one that you can't get over till date. When you look at it, you're like, oh, I attended a good party sometime last year. Or whenever you went for that party, the best souvenir that you received at the party and the one that you classify as the worst, right? And if you were to attend a wedding this Saturday, what items would you like to see as souvenirs there? Right, let's have this conversation. And again, what do you think about the gift that she gave out? Do you think that for real she was disrespecting her mom, or no big deal, like you heard her reason, she was just trying to help single ladies? Do you think that that was a good reason? Do you think she did something good? 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. WhatsApp number is 0095975805. If you were there, tell me, would you have collected that? Let's talk. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you too. What's your name?
Adamo Mifra.
Mr. Chris.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wow, long time no talk, my sister.
Yeah, how are you?
Thank
how is
you
family?
Very much.
How is family?
Me, those who were raising hand up, who were yelling, did they know about that gift?
Of course. It wasn't sealed.
They know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's gift, no? It's not gift.
I think the lady, they have good advisors.
She what?
They didn't have good advisors. The woman, the lady that shared the Nkechi one.
But she was just doing it for single ladies.
Single ladies? Is
yeah.
That you? Wait, oh my God. Hey, end time, don't come.
Are you serious?
Is this civilization or what? Must we copy everything?
Who did she copy now?
Hello, Ada.
Who did she copy?
This. We don't have this type of thing here now.
How? I am just asking how. Do we use it? Yes, we do. Do we use it here in Nigeria? Of course. So, what's the big deal well, in giving people things that they use or things that they need?
Well, for those who are saying that she disrespected her mom, right?
Her late mom.
You know, Mama Chef will not be happy over there. I'm telling you. She thinks, oh, Mama, don't die. You can't do that on Sunday now. If you want to help single ladies, there's other ways you help them, but not like that. Quick one, Ada. Your son is being a politician.
Yeah.
He's a politician now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that name ring bell, and he's from Delta.
He's from Delta, yes.
Yeah, he's from Delta State.
Mm-hmm.
Look, for me, Ada, you remember Anthony, right?
Yeah.
Since Anthony did that and he did for my family, I said anything that had to do with Nigerian politicians, I will not be part of such discussion. I know that guy well.
For real?
Politician, yeah, I know him. So I want to say kudos to every one of them.
Oh, wow.
Anthony is my government. I'm telling you, Anna, you are my government.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this one we have back home here. All my colleagues who we are. So for Anthony, Ada, you are the government that I recognize. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Morning, Ada.
Yes, by speaking now, welcome.
How are you today?
I am good.
Great, yeah. Talking about Nkechi Blessing Sunday's gift to the ladies that attended her mom's
remembrance.
1 year remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Were there no men there? Didn't men gather for the event?
They were there now.
So what did he give to the guys?
Well, maybe she wasn't thinking of men.
That's unfair.
She thought of just single ladies.
That's unfair. But I think, for me personally, I think there are gifts that are appropriate for occasions.
Okay.
You know, there are gifts that are appropriate for occasions. I will not be coming for the naming ceremony of a child. I'll be coming with, I'll be coming with a truckload of cement. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
A truckload of cement for the naming ceremony. Do I want to build a house for the child or what? And even if I want to build a house, I mean, I should first give them a land, isn't it? Before I begin to talk about coming with a truckload of cement. So I believe that there are gifts that are appropriate for different occasions. For me, I don't have a problem with the fact that she decided to share
dildos, yeah.
There are shops around town where these things are sold. So one can actually walk into those shops and even buy them. You can even procure them online from some of these e-commerce websites globally, and they basically send it down to you here in Nigeria, so you can, you know, share it to whoever you wish to share the, you know, to give it to. But for me, I think, you know, she would have rather organized a party, say her birthday party, and invited single ladies to the party. And she, you know, that kind of event. She said, okay, I want to give her to do just because I want to help these ladies so that when they don't have guys, they can help themselves with that. I don't have any problem with that. It's just the occasion, you know. How appropriate is this gift for this kind of occasion? I mean, I don't know if she has siblings. I mean, I'm trying to imagine if Nkechi were to be my sister, we organize an event in memory of her mom. And all she's coming to give at the event is going to be... I'm going to be offended by that. It's not just insulting the memory of her mom. She's as well insulting the memory of her family. I mean, she's insulting, you know, the sensibility of her family members. You know? So that's my own take on it.
Okay, before you go, what are some of the worst gifts you've ever given or received?
Well, I wouldn't say... this gives you one particular gift is worse or one particular gift is best, you know. I just believe that for different occasions I have attended and I've received souvenirs, you know, it's actually determined by, you know, the level of resources available to the celebrant, maybe the birthday party, a burial or a wedding. I've gone for an event where we received them. Well, we got phones. Yeah, got a Samsung phone. I think then it was it X10? One of these very good Samsung phones. Yeah, we have received that. I've gone for an event where we received a Jota as well. So I've gone for an event where we received handkerchiefs, a pack of handkerchiefs. So it all depends on this. For me, I'm not someone who is very particular about souvenirs, you know. Quite a lot of times when I go for events, I don't even wait to receive the souvenir. I don't wait. Not because I have too much at my disposal, but I just feel I don't have that sense. Of course, there are some events you go for. They will not even give you the souvenir at that event. They will send the souvenir to you, you know, with your address. They'll send it to your address, your last known address. You send it there, so you just wait one day and you get a dispatch right up, you know, calling you and telling you have a gift or something like that. So I have that a lot. So it's not, I don't wait for souvenirs, you know, so that's it for me.
All right.
So every gift is good. Every gift is good. I'm not very picky when it comes to gifts. Every gift is good. It all depends on, for me, it's the intention behind it and even the level of resources available to the giver.
Right.
That is for me.
All right. Thank you so much for calling again. All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Udo.
Udo, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Okay, so for the lady that's distributed dildos.
Yeah.
You know, I like watching the girl do, so I really like it.
You like it? Okay, yes. Tell us why.
Yes, because the girl is trying to let us know that we are in a new era. We are a digital era. Yeah, so even the mama, we don't go so. For where the mama is, so the mama is feeling happy about her daughter.
Now, so she tell you?
Eh?
The mama tell you this one?
No, based on my experience, the mama for where she do, she dey happy well.
You don't go there before?
I never go there.
I take your experience.
based on experience, you know, as other people.
Which experience? Make I understand.
So based on the experience. So,
you're still saying it.
As
what have you experienced? Wait. Have you died before or have you given dildo?
I beg, explain. Maybe I won't explain. So, as other people will be criticizing the lady about what she did, you understand?
Yeah.
You know, say most of these things, nobody go get money to go buy them. So, the girl is trying to help others.
Wow.
They say, even the holy book don't talk and say you should help your neighbor as you help yourself. Have you love your neighbor as you love yourself? So the girls who don't sit down, she don't think and say, what is she will give for this thing? So you understand?
Yeah. So if now you've been dated, you for collect?
Even though not tell, they will give me, I go collect, I go pack and go.
Okay.
If I was to be a lady, I go collect.
Okay.
So, I was saying before, even the mama, as I was saying, the mama go stay happy for everything the girl do. So, it's trying to know that we are in digital era. So, anybody that is condemning the girl, now then no. But for me, she's doing the right thing. Maybe now waiting her money she provide for other people be that.
Okay. Before you go,
she don't see any other thing to distribute. Maybe now waiting she gets to distribute with that.
Okay. So as in the talk, so Mr. Experience, you don't the parties where you don't go for this live, yeah? Waiting be some of the worst gifts where you don't collect for party and the best gift. When you look your house like this, you go say, if I regret why I go this party, and some you go look say, thank God I been go this party that day.
I don't like this because you know why I'm saying this. I am a decorator, you understand?
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
So I've been to, you know, different parties. Okay. The worst of so now we are all collected. I be wristband.
Did they give wristband for occasion?
I tell you, wristband. Oh God.
Wasn't it the rights for the wristband?
All these are due anything, shall be they will write something. Oh God. Oh God. Wristband.
Make you wear and do it in a bag.
If you wear them for her now, anywhere you go, take wear them. If you see them, she go remember. You don't go to so party.
You collect, I mean, you know, collect.
I go collect now.
You wear them?
I wear them for like a week. After a week, I wear them.
I think he wore it for a week.
Really grand.
All right. Yeah. What about the best gift?
But the best one, no be say I collect, I no collect. But the one where they see for the events, where they share. They share phones.
Phones, oh nice.
And all these expensive ones, I no go like. Me, I no collect that one. Mm. But I dey inside the event as everything they go because of scenario they work for there.
All right.
But anything where they chop, we too they chop. But you know, say they say cut your clothes, cut your coat according to your clothes.
Right.
So that is how it is.
Okay.
But the worst thing where I don't collect, maybe the wristband. So.
At least you wear them. Thank you, my dear.
I wear them for 1 week. I throw wear them.
All right, thank you. That was so funny. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Oluwatukwudi. How are you?
I'm fine, uncle. And you?
Fine, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Oluwatukwudi, let's talk. What do you think about Nkechi Blessing's gift? What do you think about Nkechi Blessing's gift? Do you think she was disrespectful to her late mom, or that act was thoughtful?
Anyway, let me tell you, I'm in an Anambra state now, calling you.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I travel, so I try to kiss you.
No, oh dear.
Yeah.
Hope everything is fine.
Everything is fine. Really, that no much movement in my side due to the all those vendors. And I'm back, and then they will shout out, you say.
Oh, yeah?
Thank God. Everything I'm comfortable.
All right. Please be safe, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Before I let you go, Oluwatukwudi, you attend parties, yeah? You attend burial ceremonies.
Yeah.
So what are some of the worst gifts you've ever received at an event?
The best gift or the...
Best and worst.
Wow. When I went to, I think, Kichuvelia this year, I think so, or last year.
Okay.
As a friend of mine, and we went in one occasion in a airport side, which that event was very fantastic. They gave me keto and what they call this thing they used to, then when they first started, take it and wash it. And I was so, and what was they calling it? Those in this place they used to cook food.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
So, I'm very happy that very day.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool stuff.
Yeah.
So what about the worst gift?
The worst?
Mm-hmm.
The time I did my wedding, they used the service at the test of, what they call it, this pamphlet.
Okay.
They use it and put it in my envelope and collect a gift from me.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the fact.
Wow, some people do. Are you for real? I have never heard of this.
And I'm telling you the truth.
Wow.
When I opened the envelope, more than two or three steps, I saw it.
Oh no, sorry.
I know that people that did it, I'm better than them. That is why they put it. I didn't take it as anything because I was already prepared for the occasion. So whether you give me or whether you give me something, you put something to the envelope or you did not put, my concern that people came and enjoyed.
That was your concern, not that you were happy, not that you married your friend and the love of your life.
My concern that they came to, you see, when you invite people with your kitchen and you didn't see people, you see, that very day will not be happy, because you may cook everything and nobody came. You will not be happy when you go home. So my happiness that people come and witness my occasion and my ceremony and my reason, so I'm happy. There's no problem about that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Ada.
Yes. You wanted to say something.
When you start to occasion or revival in a question, sometimes it's not what you can and get is the most important. And the most important thing that people come and be and enjoy with you, and also when everybody go peacefully without any problem in the next day. So you'll be very happy.
Okay. Oluwa Chikudi, how would you feel if you attend a burial ceremony, right? Or yeah. A remembrance party.
Yeah.
And then they are distributing sex toy. Would you take it or not?
They are distributing what?
Sex toy.
Sex toy.
Sex toy. Dildo.
But that will take it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say if I will not use it, then there's only for me to take in it.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Because what I know that it cannot be valuable, there's no need for me to take it.
So if you should attend a burial ceremony today and they distribute that, are you going to take it or not? Right now, do you think it's something that you would use or never?
What do you call it? What do you call it?
Dildo. It's a sex toy.
I will not take it.
Why? It's a gift.
There is no need for me. I don't want anything that will occupy my place and is not valuable. No need for me to take it. I will tell you to give it to another people. There's no problem.
Okay. All right then. Thank
my
you.
Concern is that the people, that person that came to his burial, that he saw me, and I think that I know how any day he see me, he will happy that and he will greet me. Thank you for coming to my occasion. Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello, thank you.
All right. This text here reads, that way we wish her dildos for her late mom's remembrance. Come on. He went on to say that lady now shame to her late mom and womanhood. Elvin Craig typing. Okay. After dildo, waiting feed big pass arm. Now, only Nigeria people they celebrate when they lose. Okay, when they lose their loved ones. Okay. Okay, and this comment here reads, you all should know that she's an influencer and she was probably paid to do this. And for blogs to be posting this, it definitely means that was her aim. All right, hello,
hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello, Mr.
Good morning.
Welcome,
Ada.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strong girl.
I know, right?
See. Why person go just be wicked?
How?
Why she go just be just like to just do callous thing?
I mean, she gave her reasons. She said she did it for single out. Ladies.
Single ladies. Him, I have a man. I don't say I have one dido. See, if he has said he has one dido too, that so he's giving them to for them to feel what she's feeling.
Okay.
She has a man.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sharing the do. Those people that take the dildo self are foolish. Because
wow.
Yes. It just be like I have a child and I'm giving you the baby because you did not have a child. Does it make sense? What is she shaming them and claiming that she is helping them? See, some people do not understand. For you to take something that you think is useful to you and later become your destruction. You will not find it that now that okay, you will not destroy, but when you start using it, you will know that you get a time in your life. You will see men as invalid to you, because at the end of the day, what the man brings to the table is actual sex. What the dude is giving you is actual sex. So why
actual sex?
Yes, now
is it the same?
Ada, you will never know because you have already tested it. You may not compare them to in any way.
Okay.
Because the dildo himself will be more active because you are the one in charge of it. But the man himself is the one in charge of himself.
Mm.
When he's tired, he tells a bed, I don't think I can go any longer.
Okay.
And you can't force him. So when you get to that stage using the dildo, you have reached your limit and you meet a man that is not up to that dildo limit. What usefulness is the man to you?
Oh, wow.
See, in this life, sometimes they bring something like this and we humans, we accept it, but we forget the implication it is does to our attitude and our lifestyle. Because anything you adapt, it go a long way for you to feel able to replace it with the actual natural. Because the natural himself, when you put artificial will take a big part than the natural. So going back to the natural part is very, very difficult. So when you play the tape, the voice was faint. To tell you that most ladies there will not accept it. Why those ones who accept it are the ones used to it? Okay, if I am married,
okay,
right now, I went to that occasion and he said and he shared that dildo. And I believe me you. If me and my wife was there. Eh?
Yeah.
That will be the last day I will ever talk to that lady.
Why? You think married people don't have dildos?
Me, I'm talking about my own preference. I'm not talking about anybody, my own self. Because the day he shared that dildo, if my wife accept the dildo,
my that would be the end?
No. The trust has broke. Because I know now I have a competition.
Come on, that's an inanimate object.
Ada is a competition. If it was not, you will not have take it. It's already my competition. It's not living thing, but I know what he can do to you.
Okay.
So it's my competition. So I know I'm about to lose you.
It's not that deep, bro.
You're saying it's not that deep. These are the few things. See, if you know what sex brings to a relationship, it brings bond.
Okay.
Now you have a dildo.
Hmm.
Where is the bond? Then I'm not at all. How will you miss me? It goes a long way, but it's little at the beginning. But it differs gradually, it's faded. So the moment you accept it, the moment I know my stand.
Okay.
I will not take it that, okay, fine, it's your choice. I will not force you.
Okay.
But I know where I stand.
All right, Jeff. Thank
you. That is just my own preference about this thing.
Mm-hmm, okay. But thank you so much. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Joshua.
Your name is?
Joshua.
Joshua.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
What can I say, Mr. Jeff? That's quite an extreme one. How could you feel like the dude is a competitor?
Like, for real?
gosh.
But some people say
I'm not against the use of dildos by women. I mean, if your partner, your lover, your husband is far away, I mean, and you don't want to cheat on him, it comes in handy. We shouldn't be such moralists, okay? Things are happening, we should move with the times. But my problem is the occasion at which the stuff was giving out.
Okay.
I want to very well second the man's opinion. The man that said, I can't remember his name. The one that said he got a Samsung phone.
Barsikina.
Pardon me?
Barsikina.
Okay. Yes. So, yes, it's a slight on the memory of the mother, and then the siblings as well. If I was also a sibling to such a person, I will feel offended.
Mm.
I mean, and I think pretty much she was chasing clout.
Okay.
Obviously, these are things that would obviously trend, and I think that's what she was on the lookout for, so to say. I mean, there are other occasions of giving out such a thing. It's quite insensitive to give that out at the funeral, you know, the memorial of her mother.
Yeah.
She could have chosen maybe her birthday or something, you know.
Mm.
Yes, that would have been more appropriate. But that's the mother's funeral. It was quite insensitive. Yes, but for women using doodles, I don't have a problem with it. In fact, if you don't want your wife to cheat on you, you might as well even buy it as a gift. For your wife. Then secondly, Ada.
Yes, please.
Please, is my number reflecting on your system over there?
Yeah.
I'd like to meet Mr. Chris.
Mr. Chris?
I listened to his comments. It feels like I feel he might be a lot of my father.
For real?
My dad is great. Yes.
Oh,
I would like to have someone like that, you know, to guard me sometimes, okay? Because I feel, it feels like a father to me, okay? I listen to him talk to people, his humility, and the grace with which he speaks and all that.
Okay. I just hope
and
that
if he's listening, he might as well, you know. I've lived in the area where he lives before, Jesha.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But I wasn't able to meet him and everything, so. Yeah.
All right, then.
If you do that, I'll be very happy.
Hopefully.
And Mr. Chris, good morning, sir.
All right, dear.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling, and bye. Okay, more comment. No respect for her supposed lovely mother's memory, all because of clout and money. How much did they pay her to do this to her mom? That woman must be boiling and biting her tongue in her grave, shaking my head. Ah, God forbid this kind of child. Are you serious right now? Okay, more calls. Hello, good morning.
Morning good to you. Ada?
Yes, please.
That last call, I want to say God bless him.
Oh, Mr. Chris.
He will live long.
Okay, amen.
Yes. I am. You know why I'm happy for him?
Why?
The same this radio, when I talk, somebody call and say, look, I'm from Ogoja, I have power to kill. I will kill you. He mentioned my name, Christopher Nwoka.
Are you serious?
Because I don't support who he supports. A politician that you support, right?
Oh, wow.
But when I hear this last caller now, wow. I'm really happy with him.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll forward his number to you, right?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ada.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you,
God
too.
God bless.
All right, stay blessed as well. All right, still discussing Ikechi blessing tonight. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good evening, please.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
Please bring his mind. Please, how can I get you? I want to meet you one-on-one in the studio. How can I do it, man?
You want to do what?
I want to meet with you.
You want to meet with me?
Meet you, yes, one-on-one.
I hope all is okay.
What is it?
I hope everything is fine.
Yeah,
Sure.
Can I know why?
Oh, it's off air.
Off air. Can you do that on Instagram? Can you do that on Instagram first?
Well, I'm visually impaired.
Okay. I don't know how you're going to do it. Maybe get someone.
You can tell me your email.
Okay. It's at Ada Blezi. All right. So my email address is at Ada Blezi, ADABLEZY at gmail.com. ADABLEZY at gmail.com. Okay, please write me so I know what's going on, and maybe schedule a meeting for us to see. Okay, I beg, she's trying so hard to be seen as a bad girl. Why dildo? She should go and act porn. Make we rest. Okay. Remember, I'm also asking you tonight about the best and worst gift you've ever given or received at an event. I know some of you will just call and then say the things that you've gotten, right? But you'll not mention the things that you do give out when you attend parties, when you attend burial ceremonies or, you know, remembrance parties. You just mention the things that they give to you. What do you actually give? Are you one of those people that you just care about going to eat people's food and then getting their gift? You don't think of what to give back. Hello? All right, sorry about that. A call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Hey, wahala. This one said, if meant was a person, I don't know why y'all are just bashing this lady. She gave her reasons, valid reasons. Like, she did it for the ladies, for single ladies, right? I mean, that was so thoughtful of her, don't you think so? She was like, nah, single ladies, you can't be by yourself, you need help, so take this. Hello?
Yeah, Ada.
Yes, please.
Wait, when are you going to do that cooking stuff you did yesterday again? Because
you want them to laugh at me, Abby?
And cook.
Nah. If I do it again, I might forget. Maybe Sunday night. Sunday night into Monday morning.
Please, I'll be looking forward to it because all those guys were cooking yesterday. Was crap.
Wow, I thought you had something positive to say.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. I'll teach you how to cook.
You want to teach me how to cook?
Yeah, I dare say I will. That dude that said you will put water in the pot first and pour a goose in it. Oh my goodness.
Oga, that's your business. See, that's the one I learned. That's the one I want to do.
You better not.
All right, bye. Be going. Please, can we just let yesterday be? Hello? Hello? Okay, call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's going on? Hello? All right, I think, not my village people. I think your village people are here. Not to worry, if the phone lines are acting up, please utilize the WhatsApp number. Ada, what? Okay, Ada, was that Jeff that just gave you the in-depth analysis concerning the hindrances surrounding that dildo object? Well, God bless that bro for making you a dare reason where the sex doll does more harm to women than good, because artificial can never and would never be compared to natural. Ada, God did not make mistake and never will recreate. Huh? God doesn't make mistake and never would for creating man, woman, and sex. Ada, I get one funny topic where I go copy and paste now on this WhatsApp page for you to read. Maybe you also feel presented my topic someday for us to talk about. Laughing aloud, Evan Craig typing once again. Evan Craig, what have you done? Hello, who's there?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Ada, Emmanuel is my name.
All right, Emmanuel, welcome. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, calling from Akoka, close to Yazard.
Okay, you're welcome, Emmanuel. Let's talk.
Yeah. I want to know what a particular time somebody will ask for the love.
For what love? Hook up?
Yeah, a man that is single.
All right, tomorrow by 1.
By 1 o'clock.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
All right.
Have a nice
morning. And you too. Thank you so much. Back to you, Elvin Crack. Jeff did not actually succeed in convincing me. He ended up trying to make me feel that dildos are now competitors. They're competing with men, which I strongly doubt. I mean, dildo, it's an inanimate object. It is. It can never be the same. All it does is just penetration, but an actual human will give you the foreplay, talk to you, touch you before the actual penetration. So what are you saying? It can't be the same. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
No, you can't use dildo to replace a man at all.
It's not possible. So it's just like a helper. I don't know why some men are dressing like that.
It's just a relief mechanism. A temporary relief mechanism that people, like I said, mechanism is mechanical.
Yeah,
it's mechanical. It's not the real thing.
Don't
give you head now. Don't give you head.
Different ones, though.
You know, so,
you get the one where they give head, though.
Do not play with breasts. Do not suck breasts. You know?
Well.
Do cannot play with your ears. You know. Do cannot, you know, touch your clitoris to that point. It cannot. It can only penetrate. That's the much it can do. Nothing more. Nothing else. You know. So that's it. So you can't come. I mean, Jeff. I think Jeff is just trying to overemphasize the whole thing. Today is just like I said, it's just a mechanical relief that people get from it, for people who use it. Mechanical this thing. You know, VP, no. You can't replace it. There's one you have for men as well. I've forgotten what they call that one too.
Sex doll?
Yeah, that guy's use, you know. You can't replace it. You know if you be like. All these things are just because we're gradually drifting away. People are turning to nymphos, and you know, you can't help it anymore. So you begin to, people are, you know, capitalists are seeing the opportunity, the business opportunity in sex, and they're creating all this so as to make money. It actually doesn't replace anything. There's nothing to... It doesn't do... It can't do the work, man. It can't do the work at all. It can't do the work. You know if you turn back now, eh? You know if you turn back. You know if you do plenty of things. I don't know. For ladies who received that gift from Nkechi, they know what they want to use it for. For those who have used it times past, they know what they're deriving from it. Man, I don't buy that idea at all, but I would not as well quarrel with anybody who finds some form of satisfaction using dildo.
Okay.
Any of these things, yeah.
All right, thanks for calling back. Where is he, Kenna? Still 99.3, Nigeria, in further chat station with Ada Blessing. 16 minutes gone past 1, and tonight we are discussing Nkechi Blessing. So, she just concluded her late mom's remembrance, and then she gave us souvenirs, and people have been talking about her choice of gift. Hello? Please kindly turn off your radio. That's so you. All right, turn off your radio or kindly turn it off. All right. Still 99.3 Nigerian, but the comments are just making me laugh, but I'm trying to filter them. Nah, Nigerians, you should just take it easy on this lady, yeah? Okay, so now someone will use dildo they got from a dead person's remembrance. Does this lady have sense at all? And the smart went on to say she didn't even honor her mom's spirit. Okay, at an African's mom's funeral, Nkechi, this is the height of disrespect. Even Oyibo, no do pass this one. Hello? All right, call back if that was you. Anything to be relevant and for the fame. Hunger, Deja, she's serious. Okay, Boma wanted to say very inappropriate, but what do I know? Okay. And I don't know, for some reason, y'all are just focusing on Nkechi blessing, but I want to know the worst and best gift that you've ever given or received at an event. Best and worst. I think I should think about mine. The best gift. Quite complex. I'm trying to think of all the things that I've received. Which one will I actually crown as the best? I've received jotters, I've received mugs, I've received electric kettle, I have received what's this thing called? A toaster. I would say the electric kettle. Yeah, I would say that. But I've attended a wedding before where they gave out cars, but not to everyone, of course. I think they gave out four cars that day. I did not get one. So I think, yeah, mine would be that electric kettle. And the worst. This shirt, this burial shirt. Adieu, Papa. Like, I am sorry. I know it means a lot, yeah, for the family and stuff. But I think the ideal thing to do is just to ask people to wear what they are comfortable in, or you just give them a color. If it's all white, that's fine. If it's all black, still okay. But then giving them a certain shirt with the write-up, and then after that day you still expect them to wear it, to me it's just a waste of money, because some people like me, I won't wear it ever again. Not because I'm just too big for it, but because I really don't want to have memories of that person. That person is gone, so thinking of that person is always going to be causing me pain. I wouldn't want that.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
How are you, Ada?
Ada is fine, thanks for asking. What's your name?
Merciful, so I'm sure you just forget me.
All right, Merciful, welcome. No, I can't do that now. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Okay, Ada is fine, thanks for asking.
For the dido, you cannot compare it with normal joystick. There are two different types of things.
Okay.
There's no way you can enjoy it.
I love how you people are coming out to defend your natural joystick.
No, there's no way. You can't compare it together. Even said, when it comes to before you have good sex, mm-hmm. when it comes to foreplay, can you use all those things for foreplay, you know?
Well, you can.
Yes, just little things you can just use it for. So you need for romancing, kissing the breast, sucking the breast, sucking the vagina. Many supplies you play with before the. So I cannot compare it with the normal trend.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, for the gift I have collected, the best one I've collected was a cooler.
For real? That's huge. Okay.
But the worst one they have given to me, but I will not say it's worse anyway, it's a condom.
Wait, at a wedding ceremony?
Yeah, they share a CD.
How many? How many?
It's packed now.
Wow. Like, did they put it in a bag, or they were just moving around and then?
They put it in a pack and giving the guys.
Wahala.
the ladies, I was just laughing beside her.
Okay, so what about
so
you?
They give it to you in case of you want to carry any lady beside you.
Are you serious? Sorry, I am forced to ask. What was their profession? The groom and the bride.
You know, it is not them
to be that actually, thoughtful.
No, it's not them. They share the gift, that gift of that condom.
So who did?
It's somebody that came to celebrate with them, like us.
Okay, yeah.
It is somebody in that place that shared our CD. So it's for, and they wrote their name on that line of it.
Wahala.
So that justice.
Okay. Before you go, wait. wait. What about you?
Yes.
The best gift you've ever given.
What about?
You, the best gift you've ever given.
What I've ever given, the best I've ever given.
Mm-hmm.
For me too.
Don't lie, you. Yes, the best no, and
not,
the worst gift.
I will not lie. You just, you know this round bow? Bow, the bow they used to watch plays.
That's the best you've given.
Yes, sir, that's when I've given the party like that. In a ceremony occasion or that shared.
A bow, your best gift.
That's what I've shared. What do you want me to share?
Okay.
Then the worst one I've shared and the least is Anki.
You gave you that know? Out?
Yes, now. Do you think that there's no one that is useful here?
Ha!
It's useful, huh?
Exactly. Even the condom they gave to you was useful, Abby. Should we use
everything
it?
Everything is useful. Anki is useful. Even at this small bowl you are saying, if you see how people are rushing.
But someone's wedding, handkerchief.
Do you know many things they share?
Merciful.
Do you know that there are some people sharing just two pack of normal Indomie? They are selling 50 now. They are selling 100. There are two people sharing it.
That's wickedness. That's wickedness.
So there are so many things that you go to party. You know, it's because you are but you know.
What I am living. Not. You people should stop saying
we,
that.
We are saying as soon as we know what is going on.
What do you mean by you saying as soon as?
You are now.
I am so not. Anyway, of course. Thanks for calling, my dear.
When we are telling you of this thing, you are looking at surprise. You are surprised. Just
like, bow, best gift. You shock me. All right, thanks. What? No, now. Come on, let's do better. I don't think people just, you know, invite you a day or two to their wedding. No. They give you time to plan. I have a wedding to attend, I think, in November, right? I mean, I knew of this wedding since July. She told me about it. And I've been saving for what to get for her. I think people should just get people reasonable stuff. Hey, boo. Oh my days. Oh dear, sorry about that. I recall a time I traveled to the village. My mom and I we were together and someone invited her and she asked me to accompany her. First, I was not even happy that I was doing that because this is something I preach against. Like, why attend a wedding that you were not invited to? And I went with her though, but I did not even know the people getting married, but I just stood. And we went there late. I think it was during reception and giving of gifts. And then people started dancing. There was a couple and they were presenting their gift. Village setting. And I saw some women with gari, some with water yam, some with a liter of oil. And I was like, for real, mom? So I'll come here to my wedding and then people will bring me not even like a full basin of gari. Even at that, save my wedding day, you're giving me gari. It will do what now? Is it forever? Like, to do what with? What if I have gari at home already? Why? Just why? And they were not even carrying it in that big basin. Like, washing, you know, the size of washing hand basin, yeah? That tiny stainless bowl. Just go get gifts from the couple. I was like, why? Why are people like this? And I thought that was the worst. Not until Merciful Mention Bowl today. No way. And yeah, I saw a lady with a tuber of yam. Not like it was wrapped. Probably like she just opened her kitchen and she saw that and she said, oh, okay, I'm going for this wedding. Let me just give them this one so I take gifts from them. I'm not saying you should break your account. Don't break the bank to surprise someone, but at least something nice. Now, let me ask some of you that give people gifts without your conscience. Do you write your name? like, how would you feel if the couple now gets home and they want to unwrap their gifts and they now see your name boldly written on the things that you buy? Like, you that gave handkerchief, did you put your name there? Do not see merciful kerchief. How much is kerchief? I think it's now like 200 naira. Then it was 50 naira. No, nah. Come on. I know a gift is a gift. Yeah, we should appreciate things, but there are some things that... No way. This one hard. Okay, I don't really attend occasions as much. But I've been to some get-togethers a lot involving myself and friends, and nothing like souvenirs were given. Just groove, eat, drink, eat if necessary, and light some blunt if you're among the smoking class. For me, I don't smoke though. I wouldn't share out anything other than bottle of wine as souvenirs if I am to celebrate any occasion. Elvin Crack. All right. Good morning, Ada. Can't help but laugh at the topic. On the other hand, I want to give a big shout out to the thoughtfulness of the actress that was single ladies, similar to Beyonce's song. Although she's not single, she's reinforcing the importance of masturbation for other single ladies. Masturbation have never been of help to both men and women. Ha. Huh. It woes outweighs the pros. It's the leading cause of decline in the emotional connection between spouses. How the heck is that helpful? Jeffrey's right. Relationship is about connection. All right. Ada, you na bota jo. Now we de street the share bucket things for wedding. Radio Mile from Calgary. See, one more Ada, you na bota from you people. One more. You see me. Adati Bear of Yama's wedding gifts. Now, Jazzo, no collector, Radio Mouth from Calgary. I was shocked, trust me. So, I wasn't invited, just my mom. And we went there late. You know, people now, I am very sure that I was not the only uninvited guest there. So, going there late, let's sit. Just a seat. And my mom wanted me to sit, and I wanted her to sit. So, we, at the end of the day, we ended up standing together. We just stood by. I think there was a tree there. Yeah, we just stood there and we were gisting because my mom and I were more like sisters. I don't have a sister, and my mom, like, I am her only girl. So when you see us, and she's pretty young and beautiful, I think I should post a picture one of the days on my Instagram. I think, okay, I'll do that next month, celebrating her on her birthday. So yeah, we stood there, we were gisting, and then I started seeing my village women with your horrible gifts. I can't even lie. I was disappointed. And after that day, I think I told my mom that I might not accept gifts on my wedding day, especially in my traditional marriage, if I'm going to do it that village. I don't want. Why are you bringing me tubers of yam? Why are you bringing me gari? Why? What do I want to do with them? You're bringing me a liter of palm oil. If you don't want to give, don't. Now, I am not forcing you. And one of the best weddings I've attended was in my church back then in Calabar. I didn't even know there was a wedding in church that day. On a Sunday, I went to church with my brother and a neighbor of mine, Savior. I invited him to church that day. So three of us went. And when we entered, the setting of the church was different. I think it was my brother's first day at my church as well. Yeah, I started attending a different church, I think, in my year three or so. So I took my younger brother with me and my friend. So when we entered, it looked very beautiful. And they now asked me, is this how your church is? I was like, well, it's usually nice, but this setting, well, I don't know. Maybe there's an event. That's what I said. And then we went to sit. Everything was arranged in a circular form, four seats round the table. It was really nice, like, you know, an event, like a date sort of. And we sat. The next thing, I think after the next 30 minutes, ushers just walked in and they were dropping four bags, you know, four seats to each table. They were down dropping four bags on each table. whether you were invited, whether you brought gifts or not, you drop the bags for everyone. Well calculated, well organized wedding. So what they did was, let's say that hall had 100 tables. So they did 4 times 100. That was what they did. And they dropped each bag, I mean, each table had 4 bags. And we opened it, lo and behold, gift. Ranging from jotters to the food, the drink. What else was in there? Key holder. I think there was pen. There was... I can't remember the other gift. But it was really nice, well organized. And after that, that was it. The wedding did not even take an hour. The pastor just walked in. The couple walked in as well. They prayed for them. They exchanged their vows and rings, and that was it. A couple of hours, they shared the grace, and that was the end. So those late comers, those people that, you know, they'll usually wait for reception, or let me attend the wedding, let's say in the next 3 hours or 4. After service, we saw people outside. The couple did not care if the people that were there were just church members or their guests. They just gave the early comers their gift, and I felt like this is so cool, so dope and coordinated. And I think that's what I'm going to do. Instead of anticipating for gifts from people and then I will not receive handkerchief or booze or yam and gari. No, I don't want. Thank you. All right, still 99.3 Nigeria Info. This text here reads, Ada, you never collect toothpick or broom before. For what now? Toothpick, eh? What the hell can we do? What's in my job? Hello? Hello? Okay. You just have to call back. I guess you really don't know that you've dialed the number. This your caller, merciful. Oh my week, this merciful, not merciful at all. I've been saying that, Abby. But I think when wedding couples have expectations for gifts, I think it makes them demanding from guests. I agree. I remember when a teacher borrowed money and rented a car for the wedding, but was upset and angry when guests were spraying only 20 naira and 50 naira notes. Wow. The best gift I have received as a souvenir, the sieve still deal. Oh, yeah? The sieve still deal my house. Over 10 years. Babs from Aja. Wow. That's really nice. When people give thoughtful gifts, meaningful things. Hello, Constantine?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How have you been?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for asking. Where are you calling from?
From Czech.
You're welcome. Let's talk.
But what Ikechi Blessed did is actually out of it now.
For real? Why?
Because at least there are some things you need to share in public. Not that I'm against that stuff, actually. I'm this kind of person that I normally get sex toy for my woman, you know.
Oh, you do?
But of course. What's up? But I like somebody to be kinky, you know. I don't see it as a competition between me. Actually, they are just tools of pressure, so I must know how to use the tools. So back to what I was saying. If I was there with a lady and she actually undermined me and take that stuff from her, it might actually be the head of us, you know. Because those are some things that they have shop for. It's like somebody sharing weed in the street. You know, it's not really nice. Even though they are not prohibited, there are some guide rules that they said people, I don't know, that are below 18, should not possess such stuff, and you sharing them in the presence of those people, what are you trying to portray? After all, you are like a role model to a lot of people, so what do you think they will do? You know, it was really, really nice, to be honest.
Okay.
And talking about gifts,
yeah,
I don't used to go to occasion, and especially wedding, I don't go, because anytime I tell wedding, if it with me, I should go and get married. So I just cast it, I'm not going. So I've not really, really received anything. And most time, if they're sharing gift, I don't just see the need to wait and take them, you know. I just feel like, I don't know why, maybe I learned that from my dad, because he never wait to take gift. He just say, you know, let's go home, but why we come to the occasion? Yeah, let's go. So I've not really, really received a gift except maybe a jota, you know, but not really received any gift in the occasion.
Okay.
I hope your weekend was good.
Yeah, it was.
And I really enjoyed those stuff you did on your WhatsApp. Is it WhatsApp? No, on your Instagram that you said people should be asking you questions.
Oh, that.
I don't love Beletaya. I don't love Beletaya. But I get one question for you. Why do you people always add money?
What?
People will pick 3 character. They will ask you, what do you really like in a man? People will pick 3 character. You now add money at the bottom of it. Why are you people is doing that?
Just leave me and my people alone.
All right. Have a great morning.
It's all right. Thank you so much. I think I'll do it again next week.
That would be so good. At least it's like... He commented to me, and the way you answer them is like, we're pure comedian, you know.
Wow. Well, me.
Bye.
Nuala.
Yeah, of course.
Bye. Of course. All right, take care of yourself, my dear. Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Ada, welcome back.
Where did I go?
I don't know. Ada?
Mm-hmm.
The worst gift, no gift. The best gift, no gift too. I don't even go. The only thing I enjoy the last area ceremony I went to is the abala they gave me. Finish.
I don't even know what.
Sorry.
I don't even know what class to put you in, Jeff. For real.
If I go to any occasion, my own best gift you can give to me. Give me a good DJ, I should dance. So if I'm dance, I'm satisfied. That is the best gift you can give me. For your food, for your drink, for your water. Keep everything. I can afford those things. But you see that DJ remix, just put me in that mood. Let me just explore. That would be the best gift you can give in any occasion.
For real?
That is just me. Because if I go to education, I'm going there to dance. I'm not going there to eat or to drink, just to dance, just to feel that happy mood. That is my own best gift too.
Okay then. Alright, Jeff, thank you so much. Ada, so now waiting you won't make village people give us gifts. Village people will be saying our fan be their work. You furnish her, and I truth say you be real homage, but wow, again. Dennis from VI. Good morning. Adankeji Blessing shouldn't have used that occasion to give those gifts to people, especially sex toys. Nice hearing from you, and keep it up. All right, thank you so much. But see, Ada is not an Aje. I went to school in Calabar South. I lived there. And what else? When I came to Lagos, my first place was at Iyanupaja before Abulegba. So what are you saying? I've lived in these areas, and Oshodi was my hood. Okay, still 99.3 Nigeria. We've been talking for almost 2 hours. No, let's go on this break and relax. Let's start with a song by Maroon 5, and this one is called Daylight. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is the Chart Station and the Soul Therapy segment with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. We have just 3 more minutes before we say goodnight. Yeah. I think my bed has been calling me for way too long. It happens. Anyway, I think at this point we just need to squeeze in one or two WhatsApp messages and then we'll just end things there. What do you think? All right. Ada. Should I take this? I don't know the reason why did they call you Boti or Bota be this laughing out loud. See how Gary and Palm oil sound strange and demeaning to you as souvenirs. Lol, you never attend ghetto weddings. Wait them, they hide food and drinks. Ah, they do that everywhere now. Just wait. And that we never start to launch social media violence for this year radio show. We will soon start with some funny odd stories and ghetto experiences very soon. Ha 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 ha. Laughing out loud. Just you, only you, Elvin Crack, typing from his workplace. Okay, glad to know that I'm keeping you busy. I'd be expecting mosquito killer on your wedding day. What's your name? Let me look out for you. On that day, bouncer straight up to arrest you. No name. How do you people do this? Greenish, I'll be on the lookout for you. What kind of prayer is that? What kind of plan? Like how? Who does that? Anyway, having just a minute left, I just have to thank you for listening. Thanks for being on the other side of the radio and thanks for calling in. Thanks for your WhatsApp messages. Well, there's nothing bad in you know, giving out things, especially things that you think be useful to people or that people are going to appreciate. But what she did, her decision, but I just feel like I might be wrong though, but I just feel that occasion was inappropriate. That place, nah, not that place, not such a place. Come on, there are some things that you just can't give out at some certain places. Nah, why not organize like a sex party, right? Or meet and greet with that being your theme, right? Or you do, you know, what's it called, blind date or something. Let it just be centered around sex or whatever, not your mother's remembrance. But at the end of the day, her life, her choice. So I would say, but do I support or condemn that act? I think I condemn it. Right. Thank you very much. Ada Blessing is my name. On Instagram, I am at Ada Blezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. On Twitter, at Ada _ Blezy. And do also follow us at Nigeria Info FM. Lagos on Instagram and on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Thank you. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of the Morning Crossfire, That of the Sunny Side, and Hard Fact. Thanks once again and good night.